This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending September 12th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 236.09, which was $3.98 lower compared to the previous Friday. There were 665 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 10% of the total volume. The weakening daily cutout, which has declined 10 out of the last 12 working days, but it has started to drop at a much higher rate now that the retailers have restocked their shelves after the recent holiday. It has dropped over $7 in the past 2 weeks. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $235.56, which was $2.62 lower. Last summer, the weekly average choice cutout dropped from $2.58 the week ending August 9th down to $2.38 the week ending October 4th, then started its normal fall increase. There were 6,344 total loads sold, which was 719 loads lower than the previous week, and the formula sales were at 3,165 loads, which was 298 loads lower than last week and about 50% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported on this boxed beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 721 loads, which was exactly the same as the previous week. 105 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 616 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,358 loads, which was 247 loads lower than the previous week. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, were $4 to $6 lower, and the choice chuck and round were $1 to $4 lower. The 50% trimmings market, which last year in August was over $1.50, ended this last week at 58 cents, which was quite a drop. And the 50% trimmings is the largest single cut from the cutout. Those heavier carcass weights increased the total volume on those 50% trimmings. And the cow cutout was $2.50 lower, and those 90% trimmings ended the week about $4 lower compared to the previous Friday. We have been drifting lower, but the lower seasonal cow numbers during the summer have helped to keep the prices from a dramatic decline. But that is starting to change now also. The upcoming fall run normally provides many more slaughter cows and lower cow meat prices. However, like we said last week, that did not happen last year because of the tremendous additional buying power from those ranchers that were rebuilding their cow herds. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for September 5th showed that week we imported 20,317 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 2,200 metric tons lower, and it equates to about 44 million pounds imported for that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 36 weeks of this year, we are running 29% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's big increases. Australia was up 53% higher, and New Zealand was 20% higher compared to last year. And the finished cattle trade, the live prices were mostly $3 lower compared to the previous week's light test, and those dress prices were $3 to $5 lower at $2.17 to $2.19. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle for week ending September 5th was 19 pounds heavier at 1329, which regained everything it lost the previous week and set a new all-time record high. And that was 22 pounds heavier than it was last year, which was 1307. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 29th was 1 pound heavier at 906, climbing 20 pounds in the last 4 weeks. And that is 29 pounds above the previous year, which was 877 last year, and the 5-year average was 860. And the choice select spread was $9.36 on Friday, which would be about $2.30 lower compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.